Title of my sermon today is Cancel Culture is Not Something That Is New. We've heard a lot of it in the last year, last 2 years, the cancel culture, that we're not woke enough, and all these different things that we hear in our society today, but this is not something that is new. Turn with me to Romans chapter 1 this morning. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. In Romans chapter 1, we read verse 14 through 17. Romans chapter 1, verse 14. I am a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to unwise. So as much as in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Verse 15 again. So much as in me, I am ready to preach the gospel, the good news to you who are in Rome also. The good news about what? The truth about Jesus. That's the good news. He came, the Messiah, to save us from our sins. He gave his life so we might have life today, life eternal with our Heavenly Father. Jesus defeated death, sin, hell, and the grave, and he lives forevermore. In verse 16, this good news of Christ is the power of God to salvation. Now turn with me to 1 Corinthians and chapter 15. 1 Corinthians and chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And this is an area in your Bible, if you don't mind marking in your Bible, you should have it highlighted, because it's something that you're going to draw back from time to time as you witness to other people. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1, it says, moreover, brethren, I declare the gospel. And the gospel, the meaning of gospel, is good news, which I preach, which means proclaim, to you which are also you received and which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preach to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you, first of all, that which I received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. What was Paul saying to the Jewish people? That Jesus was the promised Messiah. That he was the fulfillment of all Scripture. That he was the fulfillment of all prophecy. And then it goes on in verse 5. The death of Jesus and his resurrection is a documented fact. It's an historical truth. For almost 50 years now, in the classrooms across this nation, in grade schools and high schools and colleges, they have been teaching our kids that truth is relative. And what does the meaning of relative truth? That truth depends upon the situation. Your truth might be true to you, but it is not true to me. Our courtrooms across this nation are a mess. You can find any judge that will pass anything, and you will find another judge that you can find that will block anything. And we see that happening in our nation all the time. Our nation was founded on the Word of God. Our laws in America were based on the Word of God. All of our money says what? In God we trust. And you take away the truth of God's Word, and you have a picture of America today. How many years do we have to go back that we took, said, God, we no longer want you in the classroom. We no longer want you in our school system. And at the same time, we were saying, God, we don't any longer want you to be a part of our nation or a part of our lives. And it's the kids that are suffering the most. Am I a boy? Am I a girl? Or maybe I was born something else? Kids are confused today, and we are providing nothing for a foundation for them today. Just last week, a Supreme Court run person that was going for the Supreme Court was questioned, can you give me the definition of male and female? And she didn't want to give a definition. I can give you the definition. Either you were born either male or female. If you have a problem with that, then you have a problem with God. You don't have a problem with Leo. Because I believe in the Word of God, and we need to believe in the Word of God. Because if we don't have the Word of God, we have nothing. This world doesn't provide anything. People are so scared to tell the truth. Why? Because of the cancel culture. The media is going to cancel you out. We're going to shut you down. That Supreme Court person that was running for that office would no more want to say the truth than anything else, because she knows that she would have been attacked if she would have said the truth. She knew that the media would come out against her, that she wasn't woke enough. But the cancel culture is not a new thing. Would you turn with me to John chapter 18? John chapter 18. The Gospel of John, chapter 18. In John, chapter 18, if you go over to verse 33. John, chapter 18, verse 33. It says, then Pilate entered the praetorium again and called Jesus and said to him, are you the King of the Jews? And Jesus answered him, are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me? And Pilate answered, I, a Jew, your own nation, and the chief priest had delivered to you, what have you done? And Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. And Pilate therefore said to him, are you a king then? And Jesus answered, you say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, and I have should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. And Pilate said to him, what is truth? What did the religious leaders of the day want to do? They wanted to cancel Jesus out. Jesus said, what? I have come into this world to bear witness of the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. John 14, 6 says this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. Jesus didn't say he would show the truth or teach the truth or model the truth. Jesus is the living truth of God. Acts 4, 12 says this, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Only through Jesus can we be saved. Only through Jesus can we be reconciled to our Heavenly Father. He is the one that died for our sins. Muhammad didn't, and Buddha didn't, and they're not going to save you. And all this confusion in our world is because people are not putting their trust in God and believing in Him. The Bible tells us without exception that only through Christ can we be saved. Romans chapter 1 verse 25 says that man has exchanged the truth of God for a lie. But here in John 18 verse 38, Pilate says a mouthful when he said, what is the truth? America has chosen to believe a lie, and let me ask you, how is that working out for America today? It's time that we start promoting the truth, teaching the truth, and preaching the truth. Let's start giving something to our kids that they can believe in, that they can trust in, and His name is Jesus. We have allowed the world to teach a lie long enough. Our kids have nothing that they can anchor their lives to. And we're going to lose another generation, people, if we don't wake up to the reality of God and to the reality of our life submitted to the Lord Jesus Christ in this nation. We are going to lose another generation of kids to the world. As a church, we have the answer. The world does not. Moms and dads, your kids need for you to know Jesus, Lord and Savior, more than anything else in life. Moms and dads, you need to know Jesus. So you can provide a foundation for your kids, something that they can hook their life to for stability. The world doesn't have it. This cross has not lost its power. It has not lost its authority. The book of Hebrews says, because it is impossible for God to lie. Today, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah is roaring. Father, we at the Crossroads Gospel Church covenant with you today. And if everyone in this church would hold up their cross, Father, we of the Crossroads Gospel Church covenant with you today. We dedicate this church, Crossroads Gospel, as long as we are alive and remain. Now repeat after me. To believe God's word. To teach God's word. To promote God's word. And to stand on God's word. We will not be canceled. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we come before you today with rejoicing in our hearts and our lives that we are a church that is going to believe on your word, stand on your word, promote your word. We will not be canceled because the lion of the tribe of Judah is roaring in our lives. We are going to touch this nation. We are going to touch this country. We are going to touch this county. We are going to touch our communities for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And everybody shout for the name of the Lord. Lord, we praise you. We worship you. We exalt your precious and holy name today. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Father, be with us today as we go our separate ways. And may your blessings be poured out upon each and every one of our lives. And we ask this all today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And you are dismissed.